Today is January 25th, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. I'm your host, diving into the latest and most significant developments in the world of AMD GPUs, particularly for our audience of developers and ML engineers. We have a packed agenda, so let's jump into our headline overview. Headlines: 1. LAC.8.4 has just been released, bringing substantial improvements to the overclocking UI for AMD GPUs on Linux. 2. AMD has sent a variety of graphics driver fixes ahead of the Linux 7.0 cycle, including enhancements for the RDNA architecture. 3. We'll also touch on the implications of these updates for developers and what they mean for future workloads. Now, let's get into the details. LAC.8.4 release. First up, let's talk about the recently launched LAC.8.4. For those who may not be familiar, LAC-T is a third-party GPU control panel that has become a go-to for AMD Radeon users on Linux, especially given the lack of an official GUI from AMD or Intel for managing their GPUs in this ecosystem. The latest version brings a slew of enhancements, particularly to the overclocking user interface. This is crucial for AMD Radeon gamers and enthusiasts who have relied on command line tools for overclocking. The new interface improvements make it much more user-friendly and accessible. What's particularly noteworthy is that while NVIDIA users have NVIDIA settings at their disposal, AMD users have often been left wanting. LAC.8.4 levels the playing field by offering a graphical interface that simplifies the overclocking process. This version also includes Docker packaging for those looking to containerize their GPU management, which can be particularly useful for developers working in cloud environments. Moreover, LAC.0.8.4 exposes more power sensors for AMD hardware and enhances the efficiency of statistics fetching. This is a significant step forward for those monitoring performance metrics in real time, allowing for better management of power consumption and thermal output during intense workloads. For anyone interested, you can find more details and download it from GitHub. The open source nature of LAC-T means that it continues to evolve through community contributions, which is a fantastic aspect of the Linux ecosystem. AMD graphics driver fixes. Moving on, let's discuss the recent batch of graphics driver fixes AMD has queued ahead of the Linux 7.0 cycle. As we approach the merge window for Linux kernel 6.20 to 7.0, AMD has focused on addressing various issues, especially concerning the RDNA architecture. Among the fixes are updates for new RDNA 3.5 and RDNA 4 GFX 12.1 hardware IP blocks. This is particularly exciting for developers working with the latest AMD architectures, as improved support for DisplayPort to HDMI dongles has been introduced. This enhancement will make it easier for users to connect their AMD GPUs to a wider range of displays without compatibility issues. The fixes also include improvements in user queue handling and several IP discovery fixes. If you're working on applications that leverage GPU compute capabilities, these updates will likely enhance the stability and performance of your applications, particularly during high-demand scenarios. Additionally, HDMI fixes and VCN Video Core Next queue reset fixes are part of this update. If you're dealing with video processing workloads, these fixes could help mitigate some of the latency and performance issues that have been reported in previous kernel cycles. The changes also touch on a variety of other areas, including miscellaneous error path fixes and optimizations for the DCN, Display Core Next, architecture. This is vital for anyone developing applications that require high-resolution outputs or complex rendering tasks. You can check out the full list of patches in the latest pull request for AMD GPU / AMD KFD if you want to dive deeper into the technical specifics. Closing thoughts. As we look ahead, the improvements in LAC-T and the driver fixes from AMD signal a commitment to enhancing the user experience for developers and gamers alike on Linux. The advancements in overclocking tools and driver stability will undoubtedly empower users to push their AMD hardware to new limits, particularly in the realms of gaming and machine learning workloads. With the upcoming Linux 7.0 release, we can expect even more optimizations and support for the latest hardware, which is exciting for anyone invested in AMD's ecosystem. That's a wrap for today's episode. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to explore the evolving landscape of AMD GPUs and their applications in machine learning and beyond. Until next time, keep pushing those GPU boundaries.